We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we bring in Steve Hellwagon of 24/7 Sports and Bucknuts.com. How you doing today, Steve?
I'm doing great. Sun is shining here in Indianapolis, and yes, just waiting on the game tonight.
Yes, 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 man. Listen, it's been, you know, it's been a long season, but you know, for you, this has to probably be a quick season and an eventful season and an energetic season, because you know, as I watched Ohio State and as I looked through Ohio State's season, it just seemed like there was never any games too much that were in doubt. Ohio State, to me, has been a team that has been, from start to finish, one of the best teams in the country, and in fact, the best team in the country. And they did nothing but prove that again against Michigan as well. In this season, how have you felt from start to finish, looking at the totality body of work?
Yeah, I mean, it's been one of the most impressive seasons I can recall out of Ohio State, just the dominance that they've had to win every game by double digits, and even the close games. You know, the team they're playing tonight, Wisconsin, the first time that they played them, it was a close game in the third quarter before the Buckeyes came alive and scored the last 28 points and blew them out. So 38-7 the first go round. The Penn State game, they were up 21-0 and looked like they were on their way to a big rout, and they turned the ball over twice, and Penn State got points out of it, and you look up and it's 21-17. And again, Ohio State got some stops that they had to have in the fourth quarter and punched it in with a late touchdown. They win that one 28-17. And then, of course, last week, it seems like they're in a back-and-forth battle with Michigan, and Michigan finally blinked there at the end of the first half and early in the second half, and the Buckeyes were able to grab control and go on and take a 29-point win, which is just unheard of, at Michigan, 56-27 last week. The Buckeyes went into the Big House and pulled it out. So they are doing things. They are just uncanny, and you know, they have probably three or four potential All-American candidates on this team, with Chase Young at defensive end. He was named the Silver Football Award winner at the Chicago Tribune, a Big Ten MVP on Friday, which is a tremendous honor for him. And then you have the quarterback, Justin Fields, the running back, J.K. Dobbins, and a few other guys that may get some All-American consideration here in the days ahead. But and of course, the Heisman Trophy presentation will be next week in New York City. So we'll be interested to see if Young or anybody else from Ohio State is going to be on that big stage there next week. So, yeah, it really has been just an amazing season for Ohio State from start to finish. And you know that Ryan Day, in his first year as the head coach, would love nothing more then to top it off, at least for now, with the Big Ten championship tonight against Wisconsin, and certainly go into the college football playoff with a ton of momentum.
When you look at this, and kind of jumping back to Michigan a little bit, you know, you look at the disparity in the points for the last couple of years. You know, Michigan has been not only losing these games, they have been getting beat by, I mean, they're being throttled. You know, 29 points this year. I mean, they, you know, 50 some odd points last year. You know, these guys are getting put a lot of points on the board. Is it just coming down to, they can't really say it's coaching, because Urban Meyer's team has put the points on them last year. It's Ryan Day this year putting the points up on them in his first year. Is it coaching? or is it a talent discrepancy that Michigan has an issue with Ohio State right now?
Well, I've never been a big person to criticize Jim Harbaugh. I think his resume and the success he had, even back to Stanford, winning big bowl games, and then obviously getting the San Francisco 49ers to the Super Bowl. It was historic. He played Baltimore Ravens and his brother John. You know, there's, what are there, 5 billion people on the face of the planet, and two brothers squared off in the Super Bowl.
That was amazing.
What were the odds that was going to happen?
Man.
But I have never been one to lambaste Jim Harbaugh just because I think he is a very good football coach. I think the issue is, Garrett, as we break it down, you know, the quality of the material that goes in is the result that comes out. And that's true in any walk of life, however you want to put it. When they're making hot dogs or whatever, it's the material that goes in is going to give you the product that comes out the other end. And it comes back to recruiting. Ohio State has just recruited at such an elite level under Urban Meyer. They have a top five class every year. And they're going to have another one when they sign here on December the 18th with Ryan Day. And they've already got the number one class lined up with high school juniors so far, you know, who can't sign for another 12 months. So when you add it all together, I mean, that to me is, I mean, you could put any coach on that Michigan sideline and they would have trouble beating this Ohio State team just based on the material that he's handed to do it. And I think, you know, obviously the first year or two, Harbaugh was coaching Brady Hoke's players. And now, you know, 5 years in, this is entirely his program. So if there's anything to say about him, it's he's got to go out and get better players. That's the first thing. When you look at Ohio State 3 years ago, the class that they got, Chase Young, Jeff Okuda, J.K. Dobbins, and so on. I mean, these guys are all Americans now 3 years later. And we knew that they were national top 50, national top 100 players when they signed to play for Urban Meyer, you know, a few years ago. And they've stayed healthy. They've developed. And now here they are on the doorstep of going to the playoff and competing for a national championship. So to me, that's where it all begins. And if you develop great players, they're only going to get better. And that's been the motto at Ohio State is get the best players in there. You know, Jim Tressel, he recruited Ohio extremely well. He probably got 90% of the top 10 players. Now, that's maybe a misnomer, maybe 75% of the top 10 players, excuse me, in Ohio every year. Well, Urban Meyer took that and built on it. He was still taking three or four of the top players in Ohio, but he was going all over the country to California, Florida, New Jersey, wherever it took him to get the best players. And that's why Ohio State has had national championship caliber teams the last several years, is just because he has gone anywhere and gotten the Ezekiel Elliotts and the Bosa brothers and now Chase Young from Maryland and guys from all over the country and Dobbins from Texas. So it's not just an Ohio team or a Cleveland team, as it seemed like it was under Tressel. Now it's a team of the best players from around the country, and that's hard for Michigan to keep up with. I mean, they have got to step up their recruiting or the results are never going to change.
Talking to Steve Hellwagon on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You know, transitioning to tonight, you know, it's kind of one of those things where this game kind of gets overshadowed a little bit. You got Wisconsin and Ohio State. It's a situation where it looks like Ohio State, people are just looking like, okay, it's time to go ahead and get ready for the playoff. But Wisconsin is a team where it seems like they always make it to the college football, or excuse me, the Big Ten championship game. But they just, you talk about a talent disparity between Michigan and Ohio State. I mean, if they got one, they definitely got one in Wisconsin versus Ohio State. Maybe not up front so much as far as Wisconsin in the trenches and at running back. We know what they want to do. But as far as at the skill positions, the receivers, the team speed, the team depth, Ohio State definitely has that matchup and what they want to do. How do you see this game playing out tonight, and where is the advantages for Ohio State, and what chance does Wisconsin have?
Well, there's a lot there, and I think that you go back to the first game. They just put a graphic up on the screen on ESPN that Ohio State held Wisconsin to the fewest yards, 191, the fewest rushing yards, 83, the fewest first downs, just nine. Nine first downs. You're not going to beat anybody with nine first downs. And then 7 points, obviously, was a season low for Wisconsin. So I think it's psychological. I think from Ohio State's standpoint, they have to convince themselves that they have to go out and play their best football game tonight, despite the fact they already blew this team out. I think from Wisconsin's standpoint, if they fall behind 10-0, 14-0 early, are they going to pack it in and just say, this team is better than us? There's nothing we can do with them. So it's really kind of cuts both ways for both these teams. And I'm interested to see how Ohio State responds. This is an important game. You win this game, you set yourself up more than likely as the number one seed in the playoff. You don't have to play Clemson in the first round. We saw last night, Utah is scratched. So that fourth spot seems to be going to the winner of the Oklahoma-Baylor game, unless Georgia can upset LSU in the SEC championship game, and then maybe two SEC teams would get in, and the Oklahoma-Baylor winner would be left out. But at any rate, whatever it is, Ohio State has to go out and play its best football tonight, and that involves establishing the run with J.K. Dobbins and hitting some big plays. In the recent three times Ohio State's been in this game, you remember in 2014 they blew Wisconsin out 59-0, and Cardale Jones went over the top Devin Smith for three touchdowns, all of them 40 yards or longer. Then you fast forward, they beat Wisconsin here 2 years ago, 27-21, and it was Terry McLaurin getting deep and JT Barrett thrown to him. And then last year it was McLaurin again in his hometown from Indianapolis getting the passes from Haskins. And this is a fast track. And here at Lucas Oil Stadium, perfect conditions. Wisconsin won in a snowstorm last week. Ohio State's played bitter cold last few weeks. So now it's going to be perfect conditions. I think that's got to favor Ohio State and its athletic edge in this game. If they can get a couple big hitters early, maybe they demoralize Wisconsin, and that's that. So I think that's the goal for Ohio State, is to jump on them early and kill their will to play in this game, because they've already got to have doubt in their mind that they can hang with Ohio State.
All right, Steve, we'll touch base with you next week, and we'll preview hopefully what looks to be a Final Four appearance in the college football playoff appearance for the Ohio State Buckeyes.
All right, take care.
All right, appreciate it. Steve Hellwagon of 24/7 Sports and BuckNuts.com.